Now, the good news for me this week, I tell you this for nothing, around the relinquishing of these COVID rules, was not the masks and lights and mandates, but the numbers. We will no longer publish the case numbers daily, thank God. Like all the other changes, we've been ruinously slow to move on with life, but the numbers were possibly the most insidious of the factors at play without us perhaps even realising. The Prime Minister's line, by the way, that we were taking back control must never be seen as anything other than more of her polytech marketing puffery. We didn't take anything back, because we never gave anything away. We had our lives and freedoms forcibly removed by us, from us by the government, driven by a mix of fear, panic, lack of experience, and to be fair to them, a little bit of genuine leadership. They had to do something after all. But in totality, what they did proved to be over the top, with a slew of damage that's resulted and results in what we are still living through and paying for to this day and many, many, many days to come. But think back on those numbers, the obsession around them, the 1 o'clock announcements, the invention of the pulpit of truth, those bizarre sessions with the media that got so hopelessly exposed for their lack of rigour, knowledge and ability to follow a non-answer with a proper question that might lead to any sort of accountability. Psychologists and psychiatrists must still be having a field day looking and studying the way we behaved, the guessing of the case numbers, the trends, what they meant, the absurd placement of importance on every utterance that came from a Jackson or a Baker or a Skegg. Did the number mean freedom or a light change or a rule dropped? Media would build up to the release of the numbers every day, day in, day out, week in, week out, month in, month out. Today's numbers to be released. Ministry about to announce new update. What are today's numbers? The psychological damage that must have done to us, eh? The stress, the time wasted, the energy burned. We detailed the virus like no other virus has been detailed, even now, with a weekly update going forward. That's tragic. We're not listing colds or flu numbers. We aren't counting delayed operations, surgical waiting lists, access to doctors or mental health help. It's a fantastically interesting study into the power of fear and control, an experiment we were all part of, whether we knew it or not. I cannot get it behind us fast enough and move on.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.